Earthly Joys by Philippa Gregory. The recording of this book has been made possible by Shirley Holdsworth and is dedicated to her late husband Arnold, whose cheerfulness, humour and kindness affected all who knew him. He spent many happy hours with Talking Books, and I hope that you enjoy this book in his memory.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. April 1603. The daffodils would be fit for a king. The delicate wild daffodils, their thousand heads bobbing and swaying with the wind, light-petalled, light-stemmed, moving like a field of unripe barley before a summer breeze, scattered across the grass, thicker around the trunks of trees, as if they were dew ponds of gold. They looked like wild flowers, but they were not. Tradescant had planned them, planted them, nourished them. He looked at them and smiled, as if he were greeting friends. Sir Robert Cecil strolled up, his uneven tread instantly recognisable in the crunch of the gravel. John turned and pulled off his hat. "They look well," his lordship observed, "yellow as Spanish gold." John bowed. The two men were near each other in age, both in their 30s, but the courtier was bent under a humped back, and his face was lined by a lifetime of caution at court.